Now this is cheating. This is me going for a walk with the dog, but I'm not really going for a walk with the dog. I've actually got the dog on a lead and we're walking around the back garden of the house. So the poor little fella is very disappointed and probably confused about what I'm doing. But I can't actually take him around the estate tonight because my daughter is asleep in the house and there's no adult in the house. So we're just outside the back garden of the house and I'm taking him for a little walk so that he can do anything he wants to do. And it's just a little bit of a strange one. It's got no flow and I'm just walking down the side of the house. I've got two bins here. Have to remember to put them out tomorrow because tomorrow is Thursday. And if we don't get them out tomorrow, there'll be more trouble with the bins. So I'm kind of just walking around in a narrow space. So this is absolutely no good as a method of emptying my head. But I can see something different. The side light in the neighbour's house. Some good bits of garden furniture. The dog has an outhouse. Yeah, it says above the door of the house, it says a spoiled, rotten Cotton de Tulier lives here. A spoiled, rotten Cotton de Tulier lives here. I think that was a wonderful ceramic gift all the way from Boulder, Colorado, if I remember rightly. There's my favorite little tree, which has got no leaves on it. Be absolutely truthful, I can't even remember the name of it. I'm looking skywards, cloudy words, silhouette of tree words. God, there are even a few leaves of oak, the oak trees, small mini oak trees, the kind you put into a new housing estate. I'm walking around here on the grass, hoping that there isn't anything on the grass that's going to upset my shoes. Yeah, but it's still fresh air. It really is. It's still fresh air. And I'm kind of static. No point in trying to get the dog to do anything in particular. But he'll probably get fed up of being outside. It's funny, you know, I've had a little kind of crisis of doubt or something. What would you call it? Moments when I've said to myself, look, what is this series? What is this dog walking series at all? You know, we're getting to the end of January now. Perhaps it's time to close it down. Perhaps, you know, I'm going to become a boring old record. Well, I am a boring old record already, but I'm going to become an even more repetitive strain. But there are seasons in the year. There are, I nearly said 12 seasons in the year. But no, the weather isn't always like this, and, you know, there may be times when going for a walk in the evening is a balmy affair, and that might be a different experience. But there we are. I do not feel like sitting on a little child-sized garden seat here. I might break it. So I'm going to wish you all a really good night. I'm going to wish you all the best. And say that's it from me for this evening, and goodbye. I actually don't really want to go. I kind of enjoy your company. And I I mean, it's a ridiculous thing to say. I walk around the place holding an iPhone in my right hand, and I actually say things like, I enjoy your company. The mind is fabulous, isn't it? Bye.